illegal planning. A fine of 100,000 might deter people from going ahead with an authorised build. It did seem crazy to knock that home in Meath, though, says this listener. Fine of 100,000, that'd be pretty stiff, pretty severe. West Kerry caller has a comment on the house that was knocked. The county council should have injuncted that couple long ago at the start of the building process. That would be much better than serving enforcement notices, which takes years. They should have taken a court injunction at the very start. That would have stopped it then. Those people would then have been brought to court for contempt if they'd kept on building it. That's the procedure to be using going forward, I think. Knocking it after 20 years made no sense at all. It could have been used as a respite centre for families who have children with disabilities, or used for the homeless or refugees. It was big enough to be some kind of a centre like that. Knocking it after 20 years made no sense at all. I think that, yeah, that's been talked about, right? And you would think that's the case. One of the reasons given why that wasn't done is because of the legalities around this, because of the legal battle, because of future threatened legal actions and all of those things. So that's all part of it. Well, with me on the line, top of this from the property point of view, is Brendan Mannix of Mannix Property Services. Brendan, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good, Brendan. Listen, a crying shame to be knocking a house in the middle of a housing crisis. Now, it isn't as simple as that or as black and white as that, I know. There's 20 years of legal battles and planning behind all of this, but what did you think when you saw it?
Look, I totally agree. Completely mad to knock it, but equally completely mad to build it. You know, they did their planning permission, they tried for planning permission, they were refused planning permission, so, you know, they went away and did something that they shouldn't have done, and they got 20 years out of it, which was a crazy long legal battle to have gone through. But, you know, look, the planning people had to, I think, make a point. We, as estate agents, when we get properties for sale, one of the first things we check is the planning compliance, because it's one of the things that will hold a sale up. So even if those people were allowed to keep their property, they'd have never been able to sell it. They could have given it to a family member and passed the poison chalice down through the family for the next 20, 50 generations, and nobody would ever be able to get a mortgage on it or anything like that. So, you know, look, I feel sorry for the family that they had to lose their home, but I also think the planning system has to be respected, and the laws of the land have to be respected.
Yeah, and on that, look, planning permission, they had initially had hopes of building a 283 square metre dormer bungalow in which to raise their family 20 years ago. But after planning permission was refused in 2006, that was the third refusal received in the space of a few years. They went ahead and they built anyway, and they put up a house that was twice the size of the one for which they were even refused permission. That sparked the two-decade legal battle. But that's essentially the thing which meant, look, this could not be allowed to stand in perpetuity, that something had to be done by the council. They were refused for a smaller home, and they built twice a bigger one.
Yes, absolutely. You know, look, I'm sure they're not the only people that have been made to take down a structure that is not compliant with planning. You know, there's been other instances around the country, be it residential and commercial properties. The laws of land, you know, look, if you don't have planning permission and you build and it's beyond the certain dimensions that you can build, then, you know, you're in breach of planning, and if they won't grant you planning, there's only one thing you have to do, and that's take it down and learn your lesson.
And that is the question. The legal side of it, Brendan, from that side of it, people are saying the council should have used it for things. I'm not sure that was possible, or the amount of money involved would have been possible. But maybe on that side of it, do you think that this was just as well Meath County Council sending a signal to everybody saying, if you go ahead and do this, if you think you can build it and get permission afterwards, build a twice the size house for the one you were refused in the first place, that won't stand. That point of, we have to make a stand here, you either have planning or you don't have planning.
Yes, exactly, because look, you know, if I could drive to work on the right hand side of the road, coming to work in the morning just because I felt like driving on the right hand side of the road, sure, you know, everybody else would go, oh, sure, we'd all drive, you know, we'll all ignore the rules of the road and do what we like, and we'd have chaos. So it's the same in the planning industry, it's the same in any industry. If you don't, you know, the rules are there, and while we don't necessarily always like them, the rules are there for a reason, to have coherent and efficient state.
Yeah, and that is all part of it. No, the cost is likely, we're appearing, to fall on the taxpayer, but it is an expensive thing for us to do. In the wider context of it, and away from this, Brendan, we have the announcement this morning, we're hearing from Cabinet that the proposal to grant planning exemptions for modular homes of up to 45 square metres back gardens will be brought to Cabinet this morning. You're not going to require planning for this. There are certain rules around it. This is the latest attempt to try and fix one element of the housing crisis. Do you think it might help?
I don't, honestly. Who wants to?
Why not?
I've been into a few modular homes, and to be honest with you, they might be fine for an Airbnb weekend. You know, they have gorgeous modular things there in the Ballygarry estate. Absolutely fantastic.
Beautiful.
But you would not want to stay in them for longer than a long weekend or something like that. So imagining somebody is going to live in something like that for 2 to 3 years is ridiculous. I think the government are trying too many things. I think if they concentrated, if they got rid of a few of the schemes and put more money into lesser things, it might be more effective. They've got the over-the-shop grants, they've got the vacant property grants. You know, they're all, like the 50,000 for the vacant property grant. Don't get me wrong, 50,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But what does 50,000 do in the building scenario today? Absolutely nothing. The over-the-shop grant, I think it's up to 125,000. But again, I see a lot of these properties that are suitable for the over-the-shop grant. 125,000 wouldn't even scratch the front door of them. So, you know, I think there is too many. I would go back to government. I would say, look, you know, get rid of two or three of them and put more money into a few things and see that they work and they move on faster rather than scattergunning all over the place. That's my view. But look, that's the way I see it. I see a lot of people that could go for the vacant property grant and they don't go for it because by the time they've done everything legally, the money is swallowed up anyway.
Yeah, so more money into that rather than launching a new scheme like this. Now, they are saying they're going to review this after 18 months to see if it works or not, if it is actually working. So they're giving it a year and a half to see.
But 18 months is valuable timing. Like, it's wonderful to hear. I was at Nita Gary Radio on the way to work this morning of the new bills that are starting. Those new bills will take 18 months before they're ready.
Mm.
You know, that's another 18 months gone. You know, to hell with these 18 months. The vacant property grant is in now with probably 2 to 3 years. I know how many people have drawn it, from coming in and out my door. And every other estate agent will tell you the same. But, you know, if they just pull back and go, you know what, maybe he is right. Maybe we do have too many schemes and we concentrate on a few and put a decent amount of money with them. It probably would be more effective, in my opinion.
Yeah, that might work and it might work better from that point of view. Okay,
yeah,
Brendan,
yeah.
Listen.
Timing is valuable in housing because, you know, it takes so long to...
And look, that's the point, Brendan, about the rental changes that have come in, about the announcement of this thing at Cabinet today, the modular homes, we'll review it in 18 months. It's all on a timeline. Every time you intervene, it has an impact and it takes a year for things to iron out in the first place to see if it works or not. So you can make all the changes you want, but as soon as you change things, it sets things back a certain amount before it flows through.
It does, absolutely. You know, we're dealing with the rent changes and, you know, most agents now just look, we just have to get on with it. But the trouble it's causing and the extra, you know, like what, one of the things about the protest that came out to me in the protest was the administration that government put into place. I have two landlords at the moment that want, one guy wants to go travelling for 3 years and another man is living in England and he wants to come home in 3 years. They both want to rent out their properties and I've said to them, no, you put Jerry O'Sullivan or Brendan Mannix into your property, Brendan or Jerry have an entitlement to be 6 years of my property, but I want to access it in 3 years' time. I said, you know, it's not my rule, it's the government's rule. So, like, these daft rules, it's like the same daft rule, you can't spread slurry before the 15th of January, whatever the date is. You know, like, these daft rules.
Yeah, but as against that, Brendan, the government are constantly facing calls to be radical, to do something. Renters were the no certainty of tenure, unlike in other countries, for renters, and we were dealing with a seriously squeezed rental market and people facing mass evictions and the like. I mean, they're criticised if they do and criticised if they don't, particularly with radical ideas like that.
But I know tenants that are in houses with 10 plus years, and the landlords are absolutely thrilled with them.
But it's at the whim. It's at the behest of the landlord. They're dependent on a landlord saying, "Yeah, I'm happy to keep going," so they can't plan for their future. Is the argument 6 years gives them some certainty at least? They can leave when they want, but they also have that security there.
But right, okay, yes, but equally, it's putting properties out of the market now.
Because
you've got that time limit.
The landlord will be reluctant to get involved in the first place to say, "I don't lose control of my property."
Like, you know, like 6 years is a long time for a landlord to say, "Cripes, okay, my son or daughter might want it in 3 or 4 years' time." And yes, I understand the family are in there. I've got a lovely family coming to take a property in Castleignan for me on the 1st of April. They were in a property in Limerick, and they were there a long time, but because of the change of the rules, the landlord gave them notice to quit, and they're now coming into a property in Castleignan, and they can be there for the next 20 years because the landlord has it as an investment property. And, you know, maybe that's where the difference should be. You know, so a lot of people might be accidental landlords. I might inherit a property from my parents or something like that, and my kids might want it in 5 years' time, and I go, "Oh, right, okay, I want it done for my son," and move you on. So I wasn't a professional landlord. You know, there are a lot of people who are accidental landlords, and when they then want it for family members, it becomes a burden.
It's not available.
For the 6 years.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Brendan, listen, thanks for your reviews and all that this morning. It's Brendan Mannix there of Mannix Property Services. If you have a view on what he had to say in relation to the house in Mead or the new modular homes you'll be hearing a lot about today, then get in touch. If you have your opinion on it, get in touch as well.